Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with part two of our interview with our dear friend and creator of Full House, Jeff Franklin. We are so grateful he made the time to come on the pod and answer all of the burning questions we've had over the last 6 months, or 36 years. So let's get to it. Here is part two of our chat with Jeff Franklin.
Just hearing the story of how Full House came to be, it's kind of by accident, kind of by sheer willpower, kind of by, you know, demanding what you want and not giving up, and then kind of by like weird things falling apart and falling together. Like, the success did not come easy to Full House. It was we worked for it.
Yeah. No, we were almost canceled. We were definitely on the bubble and could have gone either way. Yeah, it's just a series of miracles, really. I mean, we're on such a short little list of shows that have, we're still going almost 40 years later.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's wild.
You can count those shows on, on one hand.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm. It's so miraculous what happened. And, the other shows on those lists, you get it. They're like, okay, yeah, Seinfeld, Friends, and, these are like monster shows.
Right.
And you see, come to Full House, and everybody's like, oh, God, that's on that list? Come on.
You're like, I know. Here we are.
It's the fan base. The fans never stopped watching.
Such a great, loyal fan base. And it was made of like so many generations of people that it has just sort of been passed down like some family recipe. You know what I mean? Like if you watched it with your parents, now their grandparents, and the grandparents watch it with the grandkids
And it's really cool now because it's so, you see people on, there's no cell phones. There's, it's such a different world back then.
There's a landline. I mean, I watched the episode yesterday, that we're going to be reviewing later. And I was like, oh my God, a landline. Mm-hmm. Like you answered it and you didn't even know who it was. Mm-hmm. It's a surprise.
No caller ID.
Right?
Like none of that.
Shocking.
No. Was it the little lips phone?
The DJ's lips
yes,
phone.
DJ's lips phone.
Oh, that was a cool phone.
And the blue one in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Yeah.
Because everyone needs a blue phone that matches their plaid curtains.
That's true. It did match.
So did the red lips phone. I mean, if you're going to have a phone, it has to match the decor.
Yeah.
Of course.
Whose idea
we actually do have quite a few questions about things like that. The things that we've been watching the episodes and gone, we got to ask Jeff, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I probably don't know, but ask away.
Well, whose idea was having a nautical theme throughout the living room, like with the mariner and all of the decor?
Yeah.
You know what?
Happy it. Yeah.
Was that you, or was that a set deck?
No,
person?
I mean it was. You know,
it's a San Fran vibe.
Conversations about, you know, this is, you know, we're in San Francisco, and it's, you know, it's on the coast, and, you know, maybe be fun to, you know, to tie into that. But that was probably
basically if you could turn Fisherman's Wharf into a house.
Right, right.
Do that. Got it. Okay. That was the directions. And also just put in, like, I know in the living room, there's like a framed picture of like 49ers football people on, it was like Joe Montana, or I don't know. I'm completely making up random people.
No, there was. Yeah.
But it was like that. And then like in the, there was always like a San Francisco banner. I was like, yeah, in case anyone forgets, we're in San Francisco. Yeah.
Fisherman's Wharf, anything with the.
Right, right.
That
like CPAPI was actually down on Pier 17 for quite a while, but they just dragged it up the hill and brought it home with the turtle on the skateboard.
That was
Bubba.
That was the best thing in there.
The CPAPI?
Yeah.
Jody has the head. You know, Jody has the head. She stole it from the set on the last day.
Although it was not the original. The original CPAPI was wooden and a thing. This one is styrofoam, but I will take what I can get.
Yeah,
that was right. It was a recreation, not the original.
Did you take anything from the set as a souvenir, either in Full House or Fuller House? Or you're just like, I got enough stuff.
John Stamos stole everything.
He really did.
That's the running consensus, is that Stamos stole all of it.
Without telling anyone until we find out later on Instagram.
I don't know. He just showed up with a truck in the middle of the night or something. I don't know.
Right? Well, look, that can be done too. I'm just saying. We could also show up with the truck in the middle of the night. Like, you're taking the couch? Don't worry about it.
He's got the couch. He's got it.
I think we should. Each one of us gets the couch for like 2 weeks of the year. You know?
Yeah.
We spread it out throughout all of the cast. And we get to lounge on the couch.
The hockey trophy they give.
Stanley Cup. Yeah, exactly. You get
a timeshare.
It comes in. Yeah. Sure.
Right. It's a timeshare. The couch and the front doors, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Reinstall the front doors.
Right.
Speaking of decor, I've noticed throughout season one that there's a lot of parrots. In that, like, there's a parrot in the alcove. And then when Joey moves to the basement, there's parrots.
I think it's the same parrot.
But there's pictures of parrots in Joey's room in the downstairs in the basement.
Yeah, I think that was, I think it was Lynn Griffin. I want to.
I remember Lynn. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it was, that was not my, that was not my thing.
It was not your doing. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't worry about it.
Were the Golden Retriever puppy posters that were up in DJ's room, were those a nod to your future plans of getting a dog on the show?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a dog lover.
Yes.
That I'll cop to for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it was always my plan to bring a dog into that house.
Aww.
It was just a little much to start off with it. But,
Right, you're like, okay, I've got a picture, a six-month-old and a puppy.
Did you have Goldens before Full House or during? Like, when did you have your first Golden?
My first Golden was, I used to work at a Texaco station when I was a kid, and somebody left a Golden in the bathroom.
Oh no!
At the Texaco station.
Oh.
Obviously abandoned it and had no collar, no nothing. Oh. Just so I took it home, and that was my dog.
Oh,
so that's
what
where
was
it started.
Its name?
Well, I named him. I gave him my nickname back then. So his name was Jefe.
Oh,
I love it. Jefe.
I love that.
Jefe.
Jeff and Jefe. Oh, I never knew that. That's so cool.
My Mexican boss at McDonald's 3 years earlier, when I worked at McDonald's, he called me Jefe, and all my friends worked there too, and it just sort of stuck.
Okay,
so,
chief.
Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, that's an honor. That's so great. I love that you worked at McDonald's and now you're sitting on top of your hill.
What a trajectory. Jeff talking about like sneaking into the forum to watch Laker games and then, you know, and then being an adult and finally being able to like buy floor seats.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not floor seats.
Well, not floor seats, but good seats.
That was one of the coolest like 10 seconds of my life when we won our first award on Fuller House. We were like Teen Choice Award for best comedy, and they had it at the Forum.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that was my backyard. I grew up in Inglewood, and I was at the Forum, you know, five times a week.
Oh wow.
Seeing every basketball game, hockey game, every concert. It was, you know, I just stroll right in. And to be back there at on that stage in that building to, you know, to watch with all of you, to watch the show, Your Honor, was, that was like
to the best. To a screaming stadium full of young people. Like, so was, excited.
Yeah, I get chills when I think about that. Just like, what a lucky life.
Did you keep the orange, what is it? That orange trophy?
The blimp.
The blimp, yeah. The orange blimp Nickelodeon blimp. Oh, he's getting up. Jeff's getting up.
I think that's I feel that feels like a yes.
I feel like this is, he's going to show evidence.
Yay!
Yes! There it is.
I have mine too.
This is the Kids Choice Award.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
I'm in my office. I can drag the Teen Choice Award over to the
Oh, that's right. We have the, drag that over. Let's
get the People's Choice Award too. Yeah. Let's just bring the whole cabinet over.
I mean, don't knock anything over or hurt yourself, but. But the fans want to know.
The fans will want to know. They'll want to see it. And I know the People's Choice Award, Jeff, generously. Yeah.
There's the Teen Choice.
It's a surfboard.
There you go.
That's great. Wait, I didn't get one of those. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we didn't because they were that you can, but you got to buy them.
You have to buy
them.
Right.
Yeah, each. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, there's like one given to each group.
The show bought it.
You go.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we got a teen. We've got a blimp, a surfboard, and then the People's Choice Award.
Which Jeff so generously bought for one for me, one for you, one for Candace.
Yes.
So yeah, that's still displayed in my my cabinet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did I buy?
People's
Choice Awards, that we could each have one.
Yeah, that was
That's something that most people probably don't know is you don't get. That if you want, like for a large cast or something, you get one award. Mm-hmm. And if you win an award, even if you win and you want more than one, you've got to buy it.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it. They're not cheap.
they're hurting.
Yeah. Well, you know, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure every one of our listeners can attest that we all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And I carry around quite a few of them myself.
I know when I bottle up my problems and emotions, it can start to have a negative effect in my day-to-day life. Therapy is my safe space where I can get things off my chest and figure out how to solve the things that are weighing me down.
Seriously, therapy is an amazing tool to help you be the best version of yourself. And whether you're aiming to set new boundaries, something that is sometimes missing in our episodes, or learn positive coping skills, or learn to heal from trauma, therapy can help.
With BetterHelp, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no phones. No, nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in, in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your Rippers bandmates, this is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Was the one thing that we've asked Dave about too was the mannequin. How did you, what were your feelings on the mannequin?
Oh, yeah.
Was this a nightmare for you?
You know, it was obviously it was stupid and dumb.
Oh, we loved it. And, we look forward to it.
You know,
every
it
week.
It was ridiculous, but you know, I hate to say no when you know an actor comes to me and says, "I've got a great idea."
Right?
Yeah. Please let me do this. You know, it's like, well, okay. It's just easier to say yes. You know, if it makes some, it didn't make any sense, but it was like harmless.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, just, yeah.
There was like, there okay. was one episode that the mannequin had outfit changes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Costume
yeah.
changes in the middle. Yeah,
like,
but amazing costume changes where everyone went to one room and like not that much time had passed. And then everyone's back like in like walks from the kitchen to the living room and the mannequin's changed its clothes. And I'm like, is that freaking anybody else out that the mannequin's changing?
Joey had changed clothes too, I assume.
No. Yes, Joey had changed clothes, but it was yeah. It was, you know, there were times that the mannequin was wearing a thing and I was like,
everything.
I don't know.
And, so great.
It was amazing.
Bought two of everything, but one in a different size so it would fit the mannequin.
So it fit the mannequin, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. It was, well, yeah. Priorities, you know. He's living in an alcove, but his mannequin
but
has a fantastic wardrobe.
Of everything he owns.
Right. Yes.
So whose idea was Jesse's Elvis obsession? Was that, because I know you're a fan of Elvis and John is a fan of Elvis. So whose idea?
I mean, John's a fan, but he's not like me. I'm a crazed fan.
Okay.
Elvis was my first hero when I was four or five years old. You know, it's been a lifelong obsession. And this whole show was like, it's so bizarre how the actors fit what was on the page so perfectly, you know, like, I mean, John, you know, he's got the look. I mean,
he's right.
I mean, that, what better guy to, you know, to have an Elvis thing and, you know, and Bob, you know, like it was on the page. He's a hugger. He's the emotional guy. He's neurotic. He's
right.
You know, was there. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
John Posey, you know, bless his heart, but, you know, was not, you know, he was playing that part, but
right.
That was Bob.
Yes, Bob was a neurotic, hugging, emotional fool.
Yeah. OCD galore. And, yeah. You know, and then Joey, that character, you know, to have a stand-up that does, you know, all those impressions were in that guy's act, in the script. I mean, I didn't know any of that, you know. I mean, it was just, you know, talk about, you know, a man child, the boy who won't grow up, Peter Pan.
Right.
That's yep. Dave.
Yeah.
The fact that we found him and we, you know, it was just, it's incredible. It just was an exceptional. You know, I've cast a lot of shows and casting's the most important part. And it just doesn't happen that way. You know, somebody doesn't walk in the, you know, you end up rewriting the part for the actor that you wind up with, typically.
Right.
And that didn't have to happen on the show.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always wondered that because, like, how much of who we were informed who the characters were, or was it that it just so happened that, like, you wrote these characters and then sort of manifested these people that really brought that to the table?
Right. Well, I, you know, once I found you, I rewrote that character a little bit to kind of fit what I saw in that, you know, in that episode. But, you know, but when you guys were kids, I don't know if you remember this, you know, I hope I wasn't creepy about it, but, you know, I tried to spend as much time as I could with, you know, with all of you because I wanted to get to know who you were and capture your voice and what are you guys interested in and what do you care about and how do you, you know, what do you not care about? And, you know, I really, that was important to me that I, you know, that I write you guys authentically because it had been a while since I'd been a kid and hung out with kids. So, you know, that part of it was a joy, really. Amazing kids. Amazing.
We had so much fun on that set with everybody. Like, just, you know, it was just such a fun family environment. I mean, I posted a picture recently of a bicycle. You gave me my first bike on Full House on the set. And, like, I can vividly remember we had our Christmas party on set and you'd given me that. And I remember riding my little bike, like, just in loops around, like, backstage by the dressing rooms, do the thing over the, you know, the cable bumps and like, but, like, I vividly remember that was, like, where I was riding my bike around was set.
Yeah. I mean, it really was, you know, it was so unusual. And I had never been on a set like that. There were always, you know, actors that didn't get along and a lot of tension for whatever reason. And, but the actors, it was always, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, the writers versus the actors kind of mentality, which is really stupid.
Right.
You know, and my goal was always, you know, we've got kids on this show. Let's make the set a warm, wonderful place. But it's easy to say that, you know, but it actually, you know, happened. You know, for whatever reason, the, you know, Adria, the people we hired, the people that were there, you know, the way the moms we had, you know, everybody was just really wonderful. It was just a once in a lifetime, you know, experience. We tried to recreate it on Fuller House. We got close in some ways, you know, but you can't just make that happen. Really special that it just occurred.
Well, we always felt very protected and well cared for and loved.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize how rare that was at the time. And now we hear stories from our contemporaries that, not all showrunners are this loving and kind and really kind genuinely cared about his child actors. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a very belated thank you to you, but I had no idea just how special and rare.
But that truly, is. Like the from the top down, our set was always warm and supportive and friendly and kind and genuine and like, again, hearing from so many other people who grew up in this business, you know, I sometimes go, wow, maybe I have a very different experience. Like, I didn't have any of these negative experiences with, you know, anyone on set or like, I was like, this is great. You know, it was like a you know, a fairy tale almost, because now I realize that, it is really, really rare.
We were all so lucky.
So whose idea was Fuller House? Because John's going around telling everybody that it was his idea. So I want you to set the record straight of who came up with the idea and got Fuller House rolling.
My recollection, slightly different than John's, but, but you know, it came out of a lunch that we had. I mean, I fantasized, you know, from the day Full House ended, you know, how can we do this again someday, you know, and I had already kind of worked on an idea for Fuller House, but we were having lunch, you know, and kind of lamenting. This was at a point in 2007 when, you know, family sitcoms were kind of off the air and that there was a time where they just didn't exist. And Full House was on Nick at Night and doing incredible numbers, like beating most shows in prime time.
Yeah.
Save that network.
Yeah. Wow.
Ratings were through the roof. And you know, we're like, well, there, you know, there's obviously an audience that's still hungry for that kind of show. And we started to kick around ideas. And I said, well, you know, or we could just bring back Full House, you know, just threw it out there. And he goes, yeah, why don't we just do that? And that was sort of, I'm like, okay. You know, hey, John, does that mean you might, you know, be Uncle Jesse again? Like, because that's kind of a big part of Full House, right? And, you know, and right. for years, he had just, you know, been kicking and clawing and, you know, fighting being Uncle Jesse during the show and right. after mm-hmm. the show. But,
right. Well, I think we all, I mean, Bob did a little, we all kind of have those, that, and it's common when you get kind of stuck in that, you're like, oh my God, I can do anything else.
I mean, I think he, you know, he felt it limited his opportunities after the show ended for a while. And he, you know, he just looked at me, took a beat and he went, yeah, I could do that. I'm like, I was in a booth, so I didn't fall out of my chair. But it was like right? a moment like, that wait, I had, what? You know, dreamed of that I, you know, that suddenly came true. Like, how am I awake? Am I, you know, like, what is this?
yeah.
Pinch and he me. Had just, you know, he right. just found a, you know, he stopped fighting it. You know, he had given into it.
Hmm.
And then I said, well, okay. you know, it's like, I wanted to like kiss the guy, but he was kind of across the table, but you know, like, and we, you know, I said, okay, well, I've been thinking about the show and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I had most of it. And, you know, and he started to throw ideas and, you know, so it came out of that lunch. So, you know, I think he gets a shared credit on the fact Fuller House would not have happened if not for that lunch.
And you said that was in 2007. And we didn't start pitching Fuller until, what, 2014?
So we went into Warner Brothers. Pitched them the show, pretty much the same show. Mm-hmm. And they said, and they didn't get it. You know, Warner Brothers never really got the power of what they had. Like I always say, if Full House had been on Disney, there'd be like Full right. House Land, you know, at Disneyland.
Right. I was going to say, we'd have our own the amusement park in San Francisco.
Yeah, we'd
ride on the CPAP.
Kids load up into little red convertibles and drive through, you know, into the house.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's a roller coaster. You're going over the bridge.
Baby would spring up and go, you got it, dude. And, I mean, it would be.
This is such a great idea. I want this amusement park. Let's make it happen.
But Warner was never really, you know, put much. It was, you know, belatedly they put the DVD out and, you know, that was about it. So. Yeah. We went in there and they said, oh, okay, well, let us make some calls and see if there's any interest. And I guess they soft pitched it to a couple places and didn't get any love back. And we never got up to bat. They were just like, I don't think there's any market out there.
Yeah.
And it was like over before it even had a chance, you know, but it was before, you know, reboot fever and all the rest of that. But then, you know, I mean, you guys are well aware of the challenges. Even I tried it again, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try this one last time. Mm-hmm. You know, we got as far as a round of pitches and still couldn't sell it, you know, to Nick at Night, to TBS, you know, that Warner Brothers owned, you know, ABC to family, ABC, to channel. I mean,
Nickelodeon.
You know, to all the, you know, the logical suspects that would want that show and nobody bought it. You know, I mean, Bob Boyette was trying to sell 100 episodes, you know, at once, which was didn't help us, but you know, still they could have said no, but we'll, you know, do a pilot script or we'll do a table read or something. We got nothing. And then you know, and then Netflix came out of nowhere, and again, just another miraculous thing that happened, you know, that we got to go back and do it again for a while.
That was so special. It was even better the second time around, just because of the gratefulness and the perspective that we had as adults. Yeah. Finally, we were like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
They say you can never come home again, but we did. And it was so special.
It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think a lot of the fans really enjoyed it. And, you know, we just,
oh my God, they loved it.
We didn't, you know, it didn't catch fire quite the same way as Full House did, but, you know, but I was really proud of the show, and you know, and it was just so much fun to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think sort of the landscape of television changed, though, in that like having that sort of success of a show anymore is, it's almost, you know, unless it's a Game of Thrones or something like that, like it there's really popular niches of television and stuff. And I think like sort of the streaming kind of did that. But I know like fans were so thrilled mm-hmm. with what we did with Full House. They loved the fact that we kind of were self-referential and like, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod occasionally. Like we get who we are and what we do. And we just leaned into it. And I, you know, talking about John kind of leaning into it too, I feel like we all fought that same sort of battle where it was like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not this person, I'm this or I'm that, you know. And it felt like when Fuller came back, we all just kind of went like, let's just stop fight. Like, you know what? This is actually kind of great. Like, let's just run with it. And we mm-hmm. did. And like, once we did that, yeah. it was like, we found what it was that we discovered what the audience fell in love with, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, I mean, the first episode, I just, you know, loaded it up with, you know, nostalgia and self-referential mm-hmm. jokes. The biggest
all
laugh.
The catchphrases.
That I've ever written, been involved in, whatever, was in that show.
When we did our look to camera, yeah. the first episode?
Yeah. All we said was... Oh yeah, Michelle's in New York, you know, in the fashion business or whatever the line was. And then that
right.
look in the camera.
And didn't we decide it as like an alt? Because we were doing it like the original, and then we were like, oh, let's do it. And I think we all were like, oh, well, they won't use that.
It was like, it was and too long the first time. And we had to do it again because right. I didn't want to cut away. I didn't want to do any camera cuts. So we had to do it a couple of times so right. it wouldn't be so long. But that was, you know, I'd never gotten like a 2-minute rolling laugh. That's a long time.
That was great.
Yeah. And then they,
yeah,
and then
I remember
then
that
everybody wanted to cut it out. Bob wanted to cut it out.
Really? Yeah. Like the network?
Bob wanted
told
me,
to
yeah,
cut it
you
out?
Can
oh.
do that.
Cut oh, it out. Oh boy, yeah, like, not Saget.
Okay, but I quit.
Oh, no, I, yeah, no, thought it was a great choice to leave it in.
I mean, it was that thing, if we don't say something, you know what I mean? It was like, we know, you know, let's just have that moment where we all go, we know.
And it was, and then yeah. the look just said, oh, come on, you know, guys, come right. on. Not that serious. Come play right. for an hour, you know.
Well, and especially because every single interview, they would bring up, why aren't the Olsons coming back? And we're like, they don't want to. It's that simple.
They're like,
so
they're
just,
adults.
That's fine.
They have a,
they have autonomy.
Like, they have autonomy. Like, it's okay. But yeah, I did that one time. We were at a press tour and somebody asked that. And it was at the end of like an 11-hour day. And I was just like, I don't know. You guys just keep asking. Like, why? Just get finally frustrated from it.
Yeah. My standard line I always use was, you know, there's every time you have a family reunion, you know, there's always that one guy who doesn't show up. You know, it's just, it's always,
yeah, of course,
always
true.
The way it
it's
is.
True.
Yeah.
You know,
very
yeah.
true to
and
life.
And I absolutely understand. Like, it's, you know, I know for me, like my formative years of like 5 to 13, that was all of my childhood memories. But like before 8, before they were, you know, for me, it was like, well, it wasn't as big and important of a pivotal thing in my life. So there's a little bit of a distance from it, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're incredibly successful fashion designers. They were
amazing.
They've done and have a baby now. Again, we've our
yeah,
generation
has a baby
of Full House families.
Yeah. So sweet.
I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweeten?
Well, may I suggest the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we like take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no yes. phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So would you ever do a fullest house? That's another question we get a lot. Would you do it? And do you think it would ever happen? Like, what's the possibility?
I would. Of course I would, you know, but
yeah, I think we all would.
It still needs a little time in between, but sure.
Well, even as a tribute to Bob, we could do a tribute to Bob and Danny Tanner. And, Bob would even joke about he would want his urn on the mantle in the living room set. So yeah. I think we have to manifest
it'll be
this
some right.
Yeah.
He'd approve. But I think that whatever it is, we go back to sort of the idea of like three comics in a household, but like more of a reality thing. And it's just all of us living at your house as a retirement home. And that's what it is. Fullest house, and there's 17 golden retrievers everywhere.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
Yeah, like we're just all old and senile. It'll be great.
Well, I love that because I could pay all my mortgages out of that production budget. So I
see. Solutions, Jeff.
Really
that's
idea.
All I'm saying. This is
well,
great.
That's a show too.
Are you kidding? People would watch
too,
this.
We all just
we're going to get requests.
You guys all just move in and live together and, you know, play yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like, great.
Sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
It would. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then there's the show within the show.
So funny.
Just be Dave making fart noises all the time.
We'd have to get a lot of deodorizers in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Jeff, this has been so great. This has been such a fun hour to chat with you and catch up and tell these stories that we've enjoyed listening to for years. And now we get to share them with our listeners. It gives me all the warm fuzzies.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe you guys have a podcast and Dave has a podcast and rewatching every episode and. You know, I actually wish you guys would sort of spread them out a little longer. You know, like you guys are like competing, right? In a way.
Oh, no.
Not real. No, his is more, Dave's is like so visual. And so like his is more like his recaps are a little like shorter, I think. And he does more stuff that's like he always describes it as like Pee-wee's Playhouse sort of. Mm-hmm. He's got puppets and shows and clips and things and interviews and all of that. And we're a little, we do a little more like kind of guest and the recap and the sci-fi, you know, Mystery Science Theater commentary of what the hell was going on in an 80s sitcom.
Keeps the show going. Great.
Yeah, we love it. We have such a loyal, great, amazing fan base. And I think they're actually excited that there's two ways for them to to get, and it's also Dave has such a, he was talking about it too, like such a different perspective as an adult on the show versus our growing up as kids and kind of interviewing people and rediscovering things about like our childhood or what the experience was like, you know, or for everybody else. It's been kind of fun to do.
And we're, Jody and I are separately, but we're going on Dave's podcast as guests coming up later this month. Yeah. So can't wait to see the set and sit in the chair that you sat in and gave you a wonderful interview.
You'll have a good time.
Jeff, well, we're so glad you came on. Are you still working on your book
I got depressed. I didn't get depressed, but I got like intimidated a little bit when I read John's book. I'm like, I got to go back and make this better. He set the bar so high. I thought it was an amazing read.
Yeah. And yours will be too.
Yours will be too.
Absolutely. I can't wait to read it. I love it. And anytime you need more, I know you've been interviewing us sporadically throughout the years to get like, well, you know, tidbits and stuff.
You, Andrea, one question I forgot to ask. When you do your annual Kimmy Gibbler Halloween costume contest, what are the prizes?
Have you followed that on Instagram? I didn't do it this last year. I don't think I did the year. I think I sort of stopped at the 10-year mark because I don't know why. But the prize was always an autographed Full House script or Fuller House, if it was in the Fuller House days. And then that was the main prize. And then sometimes I would throw in like a wrap gift, like a T-shirt or just some sort of paraphernalia from Full House. If I had extra wrap gifts lying around, I would just throw them in the package and send it to the winner. So, it was very special. People love, they love it. They love having a piece of history, an actual script with my scribblings in there and my highlighting my lines. Yeah.
It's, your boobs, the boob drawings.
Yeah. Dave would draw boobs on the back. Not my script because I was a child at the time.
Well, no,
but,
I meant his own days. Script. Fuller House days. That was...
Well, then we would do it. You and I.
Then I would,
would start writing.
Did Jeff know about the script that you donated? That then someone said that they had, or was that Dave?
No, I don't. It was me. I don't think Jeff has heard this story. That a local elementary school was asking for donations that they could put up for auction, and all the proceeds would go to a charity for needy children. And so I said, yeah, sure. I've got a million of these old Full House scripts hanging around. So I just dropped one off at the front desk one day and left. And then I got a call from the secretary later that night. And she was like, there are some drawings on the back of this script that you might want to know about. It was definitely a Dave drawing. So I thought, we can't give this to children, needy children. So I had to quickly course correct and deliver a different script.
There were a lot of mom meetings.
That tracks.
You know, and that's why.
The mom meetings, yeah.
No, I just can't say it enough, Jeff. You created something that changed not only the lives of the people that were in it, but the lives of the people that watched it and the lives of the people that we were all connected to. And that's a hell of an impact. And I'm so proud that we all did this together as like this little family and that we're still a part of it.
It's really a beautiful thing, you know, that's, and I love that it's continued, you know, all these years, whether we're making a show or not, you know, that's equally special. And love you guys. And
love you too, Jeff.
We love you so much, Jeff. And thank you for sharing your stories with us.
Thank you.
I hope we get to see you in person soon. And
yes,
play with your Goldens, Woody and Lola.
Yes. that will wrap up our interview with Jeff Franklin. We hope you all liked what he had to say, and we cannot wait for you to hear who we have for you next week with an entirely new guest, which means entirely new stories and entirely new laughs. So, I almost just read, so continue with regular outro Instagram.
Jody, it's okay. We're still waking up. We're still warming up.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wait, this is a Full House episode. Do you remember when DJ tells Stephanie in the Oat Boat commercial, don't read the stage direction?
Read the stage direction. And I, yeah.
And that's what you just did.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You're living a Full House episode.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay. Please continue.
No, that's okay. I think this should all be in it. Okay. Now, if you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at How Rude Podcast. You can email us at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. We love to get your questions, suggestions, hear what you're loving about the podcast, and make sure you're liking and subscribing wherever you're listening as well. And in the meantime, remember, you guys, here we go.
Here we go.
The house is small, but the world is way.
No, no. Almost.
Oh, my
almost.
God. I was so.
You were confident. You
the
went into this confidence.
The world is small, but the house is full. There
yep.
we go.
You got Ta-da. It, girl. You got it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.